It's 5 o'clock Wednesday. Welcome to Joyful Echo with Jean and Kathleen on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, where we gather together as sisters in friendship to echo God's love. Now here are your hosts, Jean and Kathleen.
Hey ladies, this is Jean.
Hi, this is Kathleen. We're journeying through Lent with you.
Yes, we are. We are journeying. I wish my waist saw I was journeying. It's just life.
It is.
Actually, I've made peace with that, so I'm really grateful.
That was a big thing
for me to make peace with aging.
Well, that might be an ongoing thing for me, I think. You know, because with every new... This is not what the show is going to be about, but we're chatting. With every new stage of life, There's some hint, right, in there of self-surrender.
Detachment.
Amen.
It's true.
Dying to self. I mean, all these different things that it's real. I mean, he's preparing us for an eternal life with him.
Yes.
So don't waste any of it. Any of these lessons, ladies.
No.
You know, that I think it's... I think it's an instinct for us to sort of brace against pain or suffering, but oftentimes it's really when you release and just experience whatever emotions are attached to it, but surrendering that to the Lord and looking for His wisdom with a certain expectation that He is going to provide it.
Yeah.
And then just revel.
Yeah. No, it's revel. True.
All right. So today, Jean, I wanted to talk about this wonderful video that I watched. I was talking to a friend of mine, and she said, do you have a couple minutes? I'd like you to watch this video. It's pertinent to what we were talking about. So I did, and so I said yes. And it was through the Catholic Company.
Yes.
So they have lots of resources. They sell tangible things, but they also have lots of resources online if you go and check those out. They have some good ones. This one featured one of the priests in our diocese, in the Diocese of Charlotte, Father Miller.
Oh, yes.
And he was talking about three attributes of the Lord that if we reflect on these... and meditate on these, right? We talked about meditation on the last show. Meditate on the truths of these three attributes. They can really help us stay out of trouble.
I love that in a lot of ways, right?
Yes. Because we can check ourselves in the process of making a decision that might take us in a direction we don't.
So I'm taking notes because I like this.
Okay.
So take notes, girls. There's three attributes. Get your pen and paper right now.
And these are things that you're going to say, well, I knew those things, but
we gotta
meditate on them. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I love. Go ahead.
So the first one is that God is omniscient, and that means He knows everything. He knows everything. We'll go back and kind of talk through these a little bit, you and I, but He is omniscient. He knows everything. The second is that He is omnipotent, which means He can do anything.
Oh, I love this.
Okay. He is capable. Okay, so He is omniscient. He knows everything. He's omnipotent. He can do anything. And the third is that He is all good. Okay, He is goodness itself. All right. Now, when we get into trouble, when we worry, when we are beating ourselves up, when we are stressed, when we choose a lesser good over a greater good, oftentimes there has been a breakdown in our acceptance of those three truths. And that's part of the reason why it is so fruitful for us to meditate on them. right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So let's go back to that first one. He knows everything. Mm-hmm. All right. How many times have I gone to the Lord with a worried spirit, a Martha kind of spirit, as if the Lord didn't already know this? We have moved into this neighborhood and my daughter does not have any good friends her age, as if he did not know when you were moving there that this was going to be the case, he's going to be caught off guard.
When you and I are talking off the show and I'll come to you and I'll say something, you know, oh my gosh, and you'll say to me that statement, God knows, God knows that, but we say it in a way as like in a little, not sarcastic way, but a jokey way. It just really snaps me back into the reality.
Yes.
Oh yeah. God's not surprised by this. That's the word you use.
That's it. Yes.
God is not surprised,
Gene,
that
that your husband has a new boss who does not seem to appreciate his talents.
Yeah, no, that's not true, but that's it. But that's
if that's a thing, if that's what it is you're taking to the Lord, like, we need to do something else because this is happening. The Lord knew that.
The Lord knew that.
The Lord knew that. The Lord knew, I'm just going to spin it all out, okay? The Lord knew what kind of wife you were going to be when he, in his will, either ordained or permitted you and your husband to join in a sacramental marriage. He knew what kind of wife you were going to be. He knew what kind of mother you were going to be when he determined that this child would be your child. He is not surprised or shocked or disappointed in what you're bringing to the table. He knew those things already.
And also, too, ladies, I want to bring this to a lot of our listeners are struggling with my children. They've left
the
faith. Yes,
it's a real struggle.
It's a real struggle, but you can stay in the wallowing, and this is when the meditating on these three attributes of God will get you out of the wallowing and into, a lament that they've left the faith.
A trustful sorrow.
But then move into the praise because God, he's not surprised.
Nope.
He's not surprised.
The rest of this plan, and this is part of, you know, Gene, when you were talking on the last show about the two columns for the Psalm 23, you can kind of do a similar activity literally or just in your mind here, right? The Lord is omniscient. I only know partially.
That's right.
It says in Scripture, which you don't need the Bible to tell you that. You already know that you only know partially. But we like to delude ourselves into thinking, oh, no, this is happening. I know where this is going to go.
Right.
And it's almost always in a bad place, right?
Right.
So I know where this is going to go. No. He knows what's happening right now.
That's right.
And he knows where this is going.
That's right.
And he is not worried.
Right.
He is not worried, okay?
Well, I'll just give you an example. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we had our Mary's Women of Joy retreat. There were several women from other parts of the country at that retreat.
Yes.
Blown away by the retreat, and they came rushing up to me. I want to start a Mary's Women of Joy. Well, that has freaked me out.
Right. Yes.
Because I'm like, Lord, this is too big for me. But what you're saying, that's because I put it back on me.
Yes.
That I had to do this. Right. No, it's the Lord's.
Mm-hmm.
It's
he
the
knows
Lord's.
What's going to happen with those women. He knew that they were coming to the retreat. He
that's
knew
right.
that they were going to ask that. He knows how it's all going to work out. If there are things he needs you to do, Gene, he already knows how he's going to provide.
And he knows
how
to do it then.
That's right.
Exactly. It's
he knows perfectly and completely. You know partially.
Right. Exactly. Okay? It's not my responsibility to.
Nope. And if he does give you a particular responsibility, he will provide you with the ability to respond.
And that's truth. And that's
responsibility.
That is true. Yes. Exactly.
All right. So he is all knowing. The second one, that he is omnipotent. He is all powerful.
Mm.
Okay. I'm sorry. Is there something he cannot do in this situation? You know,
right.
When we get ourselves all twisted up and we just think, oh, and we beg him for the outcome that we want, but holding back in our belief that he can actually do those things.
Mm.
Can the Lord bring about the outcome that will be most beneficial for you and lead to your salvation? Yes.
Yes. You know, this yes. is tying in the last show with this. The second verse of Psalm 23 is, I lack nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because 1, 2, 3, what
That's
you're
right.
speaking.
That's right.
So, the ladies, pairing this is a great pairing, 23.
It really is. As it worked out.
It's fantastic because this is how we stay in the rest, by going back to this meditation that God is knows everything. He can do anything, as Kathleen
yes.
is teaching us.
He can do anything. We cannot. Mm-mm. There are times when my faithfulness will falter. Mm-hmm. There are times when I will run out of energy. There are times when I just don't have the wherewithal to deal with a situation. And it might be a relatively, in the grand scheme of things, small situation just in my life. It might be a larger situation. It might be something that's happening globally that has mm-hmm. you tied in knots. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
He
yes.
can do anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He can do anything.
The right? good thing about this, ladies, too, when you are experiencing that panic, that worry, that anxiety, recognize it for what it is. It is a time to be stretched in your faith. Mm-hmm. This is a blessing, these emotions, because if you go immediately back to meditating on the truths that Kathleen is speaking and on the scripture that we've invited you to pray with more deeply, quickly, the Lord will lead you to the rest where the anxiety goes, worry goes. You're just back in alignment with Him.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you practice this, the more confident you become. The danger lies in this. When you are tempted to believe that you have to do something to fix the problem because you are responsible for knowing everything.
Mm-hmm. Or you think you do know everything.
You think you, and mm-hmm. that's pride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you stay in that, that anxiety grows into mm-hmm. despair. You mm-hmm. start to wane on your hope. That worry becomes physically taxing to your body, and it's harder to get out of it.
Right. And you have to do something.
Yes.
I have to do something.
So
even as you feel like there's nothing that you can do.
Mm-hmm. So to do, what I have found that has helped me when I've become more tempted in that area is immediately again going to prayer and meditation. And soon, quickly, I'm back standing on solid ground again. And I've just practiced it over and over. And listen, I had a time in my life 15 years ago where I was riddled with anxiety.
Mm.
It's a great weight loss program.
Well,
you know,
yeah,
it's terrible.
Not so great, but yes.
But it's like
yeah,
living
I
hell.
Remember that.
So I'm
mm-hmm.
saying is this is the way.
Mm-hmm.
This is the way. Learning what the church teaches through our beautiful priests, through the scriptures. So
yeah.
again, continue.
And telling yourself. Sometimes mm-hmm. part of that meditation is calling to mind something that you know to be true,
mm-hmm.
but you are not fully receiving the truth of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So calling to mind, sometimes saying out loud to yourself, God knows everything
mm-hmm.
about this situation.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what's inside everyone's heart. He knows what everyone's
mm-hmm.
intentions are. He knows how we got to this place of this situation. He knows the pathway out of this situation.
Mm-hmm.
He knows all of that, because that also, it strengthens our confidence in the Lord, puts it back in order, in right order. It also is a reminder that, wow, I don't know that. I don't
mm-hmm.
actually know everyone's intentions. I might think I know,
mm-hmm.
but I don't actually know what everyone's mm-hmm. intentions
mm-hmm.
are. And then that God can do anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He can, any possible solution that I, in my limited range of understanding, could come up with, he could do any of those things.
Do you have an example from your personal life that could help our, a sister listening? That
on the what he can do?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So when we come back from break, I will share with you an example, and we'll also talk about that third thing, because that is a linchpin one, ladies.
Nice.
Join us back after the break.
On January 31st, 2019, Carolina Catholic Media signed on Charlotte's first Catholic radio station, AM 1270 WCGC. By the grace of God, we celebrate the past 4 years and look forward to continuing our apostolic vision and mission to serve the Carolina Catholic community. We are evangelistic partners with our clergy, active parishioners, the fallen away, and the homebound. We are accessible to all Christians, agnostics, and atheists. With distribution of a wide array of content across 7 media platforms, there truly is something for everyone. During these past 4 years, Carolina Catholic has expanded to 7 media platforms that include radio, internet stream, mobile app, website, YouTube, social media, and e-newsletter. Nearly all local programs are available by podcast and video on demand. In the year ahead, we're committed to promote more local parish, school, and ministry events, more live broadcasts, and more valuable content that showcases our dynamic local Carolina Catholic community. Of all the Catholic radio stations in the U.S., Carolina Catholic is arguably a leader in locally produced programs. To continue our work, Carolina Catholic Media needs $15,000 in monthly funding to continue operations across our 7 media platforms. We are 100% dependent on your generosity. If you love what we're doing, please join us with a monthly tithe or annual gift. We have partnership plans available for parishes, schools, and ministries. If you own a business, you can be a program sponsor on one or all of our platforms. You can do a live broadcast of a special event with promotion before and rebroadcast after. On behalf of everyone at Carolina Catholic Media, we thank you for your past support and look forward to you joining us with the resources the apostolate needs to continue to evangelize the truth of Jesus Christ and our Catholic faith across the Carolinas. May God bless you and your family abundantly.
Ladies, welcome back. We are in the middle of a great conversation, and I loved how Kathleen used the word linchpin for the number three. But before she goes into number three about how God is all good, Kathleen, you're going to share with us an example of how he can do anything and how you learned that more personally for your own experience.
Yes. Okay. So I'm going to go out on a limb here, because the first thing that came to mind that I was going to share wasn't going to really cost me anything. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, I'll share that. That's yeah, good.
She don't
one.
Like to, I kind of threw her off the cliff because she don't like to share things that cost.
Yes. But no, I'm not going to do that to y'all. Plus, here we are, like, you know, we're in that back nine of Lent. If you play golf, we're on the back nine. So this is not the time to take the easy road out, right? Okay. So I'm going to try and do this in a way that doesn't make this a super long story, but gives you the background. All right. So my husband and I, in our journey as parents, part of that journey that the Lord has permitted is that we have this medical thing in my pregnancies. And so it's RH sensitization is what it's called medically. There might be a more, even more technical term, but that's the one that I know. And so basically what that means is that my blood type, my husband's blood type, the positive or negative part is opposite. And so if you, women, if you've been pregnant before, you know that if you have this, then after you have your first child, you get this shot of Rogam. I don't know who the person is who invented this treatment. We should pray for that person. I should find out, and then we should pray for that person. So we did that, but for whatever reason, it did not work. Okay. And so what that means is that with each successive pregnancy, my body is producing, like attacking the blood type of the baby I carry, like it's a foreign invader. And because my husband's blood type is positive and both of his parents' blood types are positive, it means that every child we're going to have, medically speaking, every child we're going to have is going to have a positive blood type. So my body is just going to continue ramping up with every successive pregnancy, more and more of these, you know, attacking things against the baby's blood. And then the fallout medically for each child is going to be greater. So in the midst of that, as you can imagine, especially as young parents, this is scary. And even as more mature parents, because there's a whole longer story that's part of our whole journey, but even as more mature parents, it was still very scary, very scary. And having to come to a place when Craig and I were contemplating the possibilities of another pregnancy, a conception of a child, what that would mean for that child, right? Because medically speaking, unless the Lord chose to intervene in some miraculous way, each child would have more damaging effects, and eventually we would get to a point where my body would attack that child and I would miscarry and wouldn't be able to maintain a pregnancy. So we knew medically that eventually that's where we were going to get. And with each one, it's harder and harder to fathom and believe that you could even be given the strength to go through that again, once you've, you know, seen how difficult these things are. So that first one that God knows everything. God knew when we got married that this was going to happen. God knew that that Rogam shot was not going to work. God knew the earthly, temporal fate of all the children we were going to conceive. God knows what the outcome is going to be, right? And he also knows whatever spiritual benefits there may be for us in walking that road of suffering. We know none of that.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
God can do anything.
Right.
I cannot do a darn thing to stop my body from doing this process. Okay. Right. Going through this process. God could.
Right.
He could. He is the Lord of all the universe. Any process, any natural law, scientific, he rules it all.
Right.
So he can dispense with any of the medical issues at his will.
Right.
I cannot. I can't change any of this.
No.
And that's really what brings us to the linchpin.
Okay.
Okay. And the linchpin is the third attribute, that God is all good. He is goodness itself. Okay. So when you are in a situation where you are looking at something that could be dire, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is life and death. Dire. When that's, you're talking yes. about our children, it's life and death, okay? He knows. He can. Mm-hmm. So whatever you want to fill in after that, he knows it and he can do it, okay? Believing, accepting, immersing yourself in that third attribute, that he is goodness itself. Because there are going to be times, and you know it to be true, ladies, when it looks like, well, why wouldn't he? Mm-hmm. Okay, that third one, he is omnipotent. He could do anything. Why wouldn't he just change that? Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't he give us a road that didn't include this kind of suffering? Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't he heal this child? Right? It's another show, but Jean, you know, we buried a child mm-hmm. as a baby, okay, mm-hmm. because of these things. If he could cure, why didn't he? Mm-hmm. Why didn't he? So that third attribute, that he is all good, is what allows me, allows Craig, in the grace of that truth, to say there is something greater about this whole situation that we don't know mm-hmm. because I am not omniscient. Mm-hmm. There is something that he is doing that is more amazing than the miraculous medical healing mm-hmm. that would have been amazing.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And he can do.
Absolutely.
The only reason he wouldn't mm-hmm. is because he is goodness itself. So there is something even better mm-hmm. than what I can imagine in my mind. Or that thing that seems very obvious, like we'll just do a cure, just do a healing, a medical right. healing. There's something better.
Right.
And he knows it. And he's doing it. Mm-hmm. He's doing that mm-hmm. something better because he is goodness mm-hmm. itself.
And he's so good. I believe your vulnerability of going way out on the limb is helping another woman find the peace of God in this Lent.
Well, I have to trust that, right?
Oh, we know it's
true. I have to trust that because he's good. This was definitely, like I said, I had another option. I had right. another thing that I could have shared that did not cost. But
it costs.
He is
it?
Good. It does yeah. cost, but he is also gentle.
Yes.
And whatever bit of sorrow that does call to mind, and it does, sure. you know, I'm at a different stage in life, so I don't walk with it every day the way that I used to. Mm-hmm. That was a heavy cross because yes. it was, as the mother, it was my body that was doing this, mm. you know, that was definitely a heavy cross. But knowing that he will, if he has asked me to share that it is only because he is goodness.
He is.
And goodness. So there is some goodness being shared, being showered, being poured out on someone, and praise God for it.
Yes.
Praise God for it. He's given me the way to carry that cross and have it be fruitful.
And you know, it's interesting, ladies, when we do this show, we rewrote the la la. We really pray to the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. and the Holy Spirit's like, ask Kathleen to give an example. Why? Because God is so good that one of our precious sisters who is listening, she might not have an identical situation, but she might have something very close that she needed to hear from a woman who may be a little bit older about the goodness of God.
Mm-hmm. And he is good.
He is good, and he will not abandon.
Nope.
He will not, even in the most sorrowful situations, his redemption is plenteous,
mm-hmm.
plenteous. Mm-hmm. He will see you through this. And this is for you, my sister.
Yes.
This is
yes.
for you. And we just want to affirm that.
Yes. Yes. Let's take ourselves and our thoughts right now before the throne of God in mm-hmm. prayer. And I know we don't have many minutes, but Jean, if you don't mind, I'd like to.
Well, I was just thinking, Kathleen needs to leave. Okay, yes. So there you go. We're
all right.
already there.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we praise you. Mm-hmm. You are omniscient. You are omnipotent. You, Father, are goodness itself, and we praise you. We thank you. We thank you, God, for all the many ways that you show us your goodness, that you shower us with goodness that we could never deserve. We thank you, too, for the gift of our Blessed Mother.
Yes.
And Mary, we ask you, I am asking that you would come alongside that woman, bring her to your space at the foot of the cross. Mm-hmm. Help her to see with your eyes as you look on your beloved Son and our Savior hanging on that cross with everything around you saying, this is the worst thing. Mm. This is the unbelievable thing. And share with her in your goodness and generosity how you could sorrow with hope.
That's right.
Full of the Holy Spirit, giving glory to God, believing in every fiber of your being, every cell that makes up your physical body, believing in the goodness of God the Father, and trusting. Share that with her, Blessed Mother.
Thank you, Lord. We just reverence this time with just all your honor and glory and thanksgiving for Kathleen's courage to share a part of her heart so another can rise up. And I just ask for that grace for all of our sisters to be vulnerable for another so another can have hope. Mama was vulnerable with us, sharing her Son. She gave us her Son fully and completely, so much that she would be willing not to even be the limelight. To be persecuted in our world today from those that don't understand who she is, and she knew this because she knows the goodness of God. She knows the goodness of God. She carried her Son in her womb for 9 months, sharing her blood that nourished her Son and gave him freely with no attachment to the world. Even at her own suffering of standing neath the cross, but continued suffering in the world today, from those that don't even accept her as the Mother of God. And we just now say to you, Mother, in reparation for all the blasphemies and woundedness of those that have scorned you, we are sorry. Mm-hmm. And let that sorry go out into the waves of the air and into the spiritual realm so our spiritual healing can be healed and we can hear the Lord more closely because he chose you as his mother for you to help us know him more dearly. If you want to know the love of the Lord more deeply, you have to go through his mother because she knew him more intimately than any other person ever.
And still does.
And still does. Still does. Mother of sorrows, pray for us.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, ladies, next week there will be a new Joyful Echo on Wednesday at 5 o'clock. We're going to get you all to Easter.
We
are. Yes, we will.
Help get us there too. Amen. All right.